This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
It's, I guess, kind of good to see America's most prestigious university focusing its research efforts on ball gags and furry handcuffs. I'd like to believe it's the fact that our show now airs in Boston.
Oh.
That may have led Harvard to look into this a little more. They've heard us and go, wow, people are effed.
Harvard should listen up. There's things we're on the forefront of.
Oh, I agree.
Psychologically.
I agree with you.
Perhaps it sparks some interest.
They say that butt stuff is on the rise.
Have you heard? Have you heard?
I wonder why.
That guy on guy stuff's pretty big.
Yes.
I just said on the radio.
I'm going to do a thesis about man-on-man love.
I hear this. All these rumblings of the cuckolds.
What the Christ is a cuckold?
Got to look into it.
Well, this study out of Harvard has revealed that people are way kinkier than you realize.
Yeah.
People that don't listen to this show. 22% of people in the study say they're into doing fetish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another 40% are intrigued.
Intrigued.
I'm intrigued. Means right around 2/3 of people in the country are down with getting kinky.
Yeah.
In terms of the most common fetish stuff people have done from this big Harvard survey, 58% have used adult toys.
Mm-hmm.
46% have done some kind of bondage or S&M.
Mm-hmm.
40% have had the naughtiest, filthiest type of sex.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Backdoor,
right? That's got to be? Yeah. Or just like anything they think is really dirty.
No, that's a backdoor. That's another word for backdoor.
But that's
naughtiest, filthiest.
But it's not compared with the things we've heard.
Well, of course not.
Dirty, filthy. It's quite clean compared to some things.
Yet dirty, but
very dirty.
24% have been in a threesome or an orgy.
Yes.
24%.
Yes, good old fashioned.
One quarter of the country has been in a threesome or an orgy now.
Yeah.
Gangbang.
A gangbang's going to be called the old fashioned.
Yeah, it seems low to me, just probably because of doing the show.
I feel like
it's the norm.
This is not the norm.
Everybody does that.
But. See, that's like something I try to fight, is like starting to think that the stuff we hear is normal.
So how society is. Let it bleed into your own life.
Yeah,
is
like
bad.
It psychologically has affected me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, we are skewed. This is our everyday, so we hear about it all the time, you assume, while everyone's doing it. Not the case, though. They did find the most popular fetish is humiliation and power.
Hmm.
So kind of the BDSM kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit more
degradation.
Yeah, the humiliation stuff is a really wild game. That's like the guys who want,
made fun of.
So like your dominatrix type of girl, but not just about pain. It's about like you piece of trash, like right. You're nothing, you're worthless.
Yeah.
Guys love that.
Yeah, they do.
But Harvard did the study and they worked it out. While we're speaking of that, we got an email from a listener who talks about some of the kinky stuff our show has inspired them as a couple to try. And wow. So before I get to that, the question for you quickly here is, what has our show inspired you to try kinky wise? And you know what? We've done guys trying butt stuff for the first time a lot. So we don't need to hear about that. If you're a guy who's experienced in the back door with your lady because of our show, yeah, we know y'all have. You're all up in your backsides.
That's old.
I just imagine a guy on the phone calling and then had to hang up.
Yeah.
He's real sad, too.
Butt stuff. Oh. I can't wait.
Oh, did you hear?
Jason, I opened up my back door. What?
Yeah, we're not taking back to our calls.
Yeah.
So.
No, listen, ever since you guys got here to Boston, I opened up my back door. My lady's been going to town.
I know, but Dave just said that's like old hat.
I don't even get to tell anybody about it because it's so great and it's the greatest thing I've ever done.
I appreciate your excitement for the topic. But
I love you guys. You know, you really opened up my eyes.
We love you too, man. Thank you so much.
All right, so put me on hold, Jason.
I can't. They don't want these calls.
Put me on hold, Jason.
Come on, man. You're really putting me
on hold, man.
You're really breaking my balls, man. You're really breaking my balls.
That's it.
You still there?
I'm going to go listen to somebody else.
All right. No, not another show. Don't do that.
Yeah, Maddie in the morning or something.
God damn it. Don't listen to Maddie in the morning, man.
I won't. I swear to God, I won't.
All right.
I'm just kidding with you.
All right. I'll put you on hold.
Heard Dave.
We'll sneak a butt stuff story
right,
in there.
You're the
on
man.
And...
You're the man.
Thank you. We love you.
Gotta go. I gotta do some butt stuff. All bye.
Right. Jason just said that's an exact representation of my life.
Yeah,
you guys.
I bet it is. Yeah. No, I bet it is.
So, what has our show inspired you to try kinky wise besides butt stuff? 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. It's toll free or text 46969. Because I do believe if we did a survey like Harvard, our show would have inspired people to do butt stuff more than anything else, especially guys experimenting back there. Uh-huh. Our show has led more guys to try that out just from hearing the rave reviews from other men that have opened themselves up, so to speak, to that.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that is the... There's two things that we've got people to try. Like, I don't know what else there would even be that's high on the list so other than the RJ and the... Yeah.
Let me read this email to you.
No, like those are the two
well,
things,
let's find
right?
out. There's got to be stuff out there that we didn't think we'd ever turn people on to. And if you can be, you can be anonymous. You can ask for voice changing technology if you must. So this woman says, "Hey guys, I want to remain anonymous. My husband and myself have been listening to you for quite a while. Actually, since we started dating almost 10 years ago, we'd laugh along as you guys poke fun at foot stuff and backdoor on dudes." Well, a few years ago, my husband ended up massaging my feet during sexy times.
Uh-huh.
It was one of the best orgasms I've ever had.
Oh, wow. She got into feet.
So we began to explore that some more. A year or so after that, I told my husband, "Hey, why don't you clean up back there?"
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I dined back there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And we loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently... thanks to hearing about it on your show, he asked me to peg him. And it's been great.
Holy crap.
We would not have explored any of this without you guys talking about it. And now we giggle at each other when we hear you talk about it. So thanks for being such a cool show. You've definitely improved our sex life. In fact, we say it's never been better because of you guys.
Yeah, you're a pegging Sherpa.
It's such a touching, heartwarming.
That's my Casey Kasem email of the day.
Anonymous writes.
Anonymous writes. I got pegged last night. And I really loved it.
I just want to thank you and your program for introducing me to not only the back door, but also getting railed by them. Giant rubber piece back
there. Yep. Signed, butt wide open.
Signed, Gaper.
Gaper rise.
So what has our show inspired you to try, kinky-wise, that you never would have tried before? And again, we're done with butt stuff. Well, someone said, "I have a pee fetish. And whenever I text you guys, it does make me feel more and more comfortable talking about it with someone." I guess that's the other side of it. If you're into some of this stuff, there's probably no one in your life, really, you can be open with about it.
You should not be. You should not.
Okay, we would when be we the talk only about people. It, it's your chance to get some stuff off your chest.
And I don't think you shouldn't be, like, you should suppress it. Like, if
no, you shouldn't
it's
go around talking
thing,
to your family about
no,
being
no, 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 no. But you should on. If, like, you're with, if you're, like, dating somebody.
Well, dating's different. But
you know what I mean? You
like,
gotta
saying,
let
like,
people
like, I don't have
know.
Anybody to just kind of talk to
right,
about
right, like,
it.
To sit around with
hey,
your friends.
Hey, you want to grab some lunch, Lise? And I got some stuff I got to lay on you.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now, that I was on a long car ride where I was sort of stuck in a car, and then the person started talking to me about...
But that's only because you're on this show.
Their RJ life and how great it was.
It's
and I
you're
was
Chuck the
just
freak.
Like, whoa.
If man, you were just whoa. Like, you know, Ted that worked in the office somewhere, you wouldn't be on a car ride.
That, you're right.
And
because
somebody
yeah.
is
I've had
like,
people
hey,
talk to me
yeah.
about
what?
RJs at a bar. Yeah. Like people yeah. I've never even met. But because we do this,
right.
it opens us up to those conversations, I guess.
So still, we're the only people that people feel comfortable enough to
we're there
have
for you.
Conversation.
Yeah.
We are there for you and your back door. Eva is with us here. Hi, Eva. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
So did our show let you experiment with something you didn't before?
Yes, I actually like to be dominated now, forced, sex toys, all that stuff now because of your guys' show.
Did you say force-fed?
No, forced.
Oh. Forced.
Oh, I thought you said force-fed, like, oh.
Well, that too, I'm sure she doesn't mind.
I'm going to force feed her some sausage.
I'm sure it all goes along with
it. Okay, all right. Yeah. So that was not, okay, yeah. Was it, were you thinking about it before and we just gave you the courage to try it, or were you, it didn't even pop into your head before?
No, I was interested before, but I was shy when me and my husband first got together, and wasn't really interested into sex until I started listening to your guys' show and started getting a little bit more curious and looking into stuff.
Okay, so like, yeah, I was gonna ask, did you start to look at porn that was kind of along those lines and like realized, oh man, there's something's activating my parts when I watch this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really do think there are a lot of people that like watch a certain kind of porn, but would have, they're just,
thanks, Eva.
They're just terrified to bring it up into the real life.
She said she wasn't really even into sex then.
I know.
And now she's getting force-fed dildos.
Well, no, I think she's getting force-fed the real thing.
Well, true.
Ain't nothing better than the real thing,
baby. Nothing like the real thing, huh?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This person texted in something I never would have tried without your show, Devil's Threesome. She loved it, but then she left me.
Oh, well, sorry about that.
Doesn't always work out. We don't claim it does.
No, that did work out, actually.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly.
Worked out perfectly.
Kinky thing I tried because of your show, the Snapchat thing. Made $2,000 this month. So that is...
Stop it.
Sexy women who will, on Snapchat, hit you up, and they'll send you extra pics and videos for payment. Mm-hmm. So she's got into it. This month alone, she's made $2,000. We only talked about that like a month and a half ago. So
yeah, exactly.
She
so
jumped
it's like
right
first
on
first month.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Probably a pretty girl, but hey, if you're a pretty girl, it's you know what? I want to change it. I don't even think you have to be a pretty girl. You have to be a niche girl.
Mm-hmm. You got to find your hole.
Like if you're
you've got to find a hole. You've got to find a market.
An open hole in the market. yeah. But like if you're like a cute redhead girl, I think you do fine. Mm-hmm. If you're like a girl that's like got tattoos, you can do fine.
You got freckle tits.
Fine. Like right. You'd be surprised.
Freckle tits.
Yeah, that's what Dave's into, apparently.
No, I'm just saying, I'm thinking of like
freckly boobs.
What's something different?
No, that, you know, Dave's all in on freckled boobs.
Freckled boobs.
Someone else said, my wife now likes the occasional swaffling, thanks to your show.
We talked about that years ago.
That's an old school Dave and Chuck mm-hmm. tip.
Yeah. For those who don't know what a swaffle is, it is when you strike someone down.
With your unit.
Yes.
Yeah. Upon the face, generally.
Upon and around the face.
It's funny to hear the definition.
It's like challenging your partner to a duel.
Yes. But only one of you has a weapon.
And no glove.
Does this view
there's like a meme out there of that. Of like, and it'll be set to like different music and stuff. Or like it'll be set to someone taking a golf swing. And then like as soon as they hit
and then all of a sudden it cuts to like a porno
just
scene.
It cuts to that where like it yeah. smacks somebody. It's one of the funniest memes out there.
Now, this, we said no guy back door, so this is, I guess, an exception. I tried tossing my wife's salad because of you fellas. She went nuts. Now it's actually opened us to talk about trying different new stuff.
I will say this. If you've tried that, what are you afraid to bring up after that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've gone there.
Yeah, you released the butt genie, so now you have your wishes.
Now he's the head chef in the bedroom.
Exactly.
What's hilarious is that our listeners are getting way probably more action than any of us are getting.
Oh, yeah. My God, so much more.
You know, like, we, like, live through them. We're like, we what do. Are you doing?
Like,
oh.
Are you tied up right now? Huh. Burning you where? Right on your butthole. Wow.
I'm sitting in a virtual tent, letting the rain fall down right, on exactly. it while listening to cowboy music.
True. I'm just telling myself, like, don't you get that chocolate, you yep. fat bastard.
I'm in bed by 7:45.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. You were right. just complaining about how, like, the something is on the other side of away from the food at the grocery
oh,
store.
Yeah. I was like, well, they put the goddamn toothpaste on the other end of the place. And then they put the groceries on the other side. Sometimes I just want the groceries and the toothpaste.
Yeah, so
he's complaining he has to go to one side of the store yes. to get groceries and the other side to get his toothpaste. It's too much of a hassle.
Why isn't the ham and the toothpaste next to each other?
The ham by the goddamn toothpaste.
Exactly.
Anonymous calling us from Boston. Mm-hmm. The question is, has our show opened you up to anything kinky-wise? What do you think, Anonymous?
Yeah, pretty open now. My husband and I have been together for 17 years, and up until recently when we started listening to your show, we've been very vanilla, like months in between sex.
Ooh.
And
months.
So, yeah, months yeah, okay. on my part. And then after listening to your show and getting some ideas, I decided to give him complete control of our sex life. Meaning anytime, anywhere, anything, any
it's
place.
All,
wow,
you're
baby,
his,
that is crazy.
You are his toy.
Yeah.
He's called her baby.
Yeah, I am easy. His toy.
Yeah, and you love it.
We wrote a contract up and everything. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good after 17 years.
That is, but I bet you guys are happy, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm all about till death do you part, and it wasn't working, and we needed to do something, and... This was the something that...
Isn't it funny?
Did you start out your relationship having a lot of sex and then it stopped?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We were like sex, sex, sex. And then it was just... We had different work schedules and then we had the kids.
Life.
And
it's
it just seemed more boring. And like I would know what moves he was going to use before he would even do it. It became predictable. And now I have no idea what's going to happen. And it's so exciting. And it's all because of your show.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's good.
Yeah. And
that's,
I mean, the
is.
Thing
that's
is.
That's really nice. In a weird way, that's like very inspiring.
And it is true because he probably wouldn't. He would have taken charge a long time ago, but just probably felt like I shouldn't do that.
The look on his face when I brought this up to him was priceless. Like, he's like, you just gave me every man's fantasy.
Right. So then he probably threw you right down on the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want him to stand on the corner of the street in Boston screaming, I love Dave and Chuck the Freak every morning.
Sure.
All right. Because he owes us one.
All right. Obviously. Thanks, guys.
All right. You have a good day.
Tell everyone.
So other people texting in here, because of your show, I've begun to cross-dress whenever I'm at home.
Yeah, me too.
At the direction of my wife, who eventually got into pegging me.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That would, like, it's crazy to get into cross-dressing, but then, like, your wife's dressing you.
Yeah. Listen,
yeah,
listen.
She's like, you look so cute in this.
What happens now. When I'm washing the dishes or something, she'll lift up my dress, pull my panties down to my heels, and give it to me.
No.
Huh.
No.
I just want a toilet brush to be by the goddamn cleaning products.
I like the idea of that the other way, though.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, I don't mind the normal version
sure.
of that scenario.
She's doing the dishes.
But, like,
you pulling her panties down.
You pulling down my panties.
No. What are you doing,
babe? I'm like, hey, I'm trying to do the dishes. I'm trying to do the
they
dishes, lady.
They have a complete role reversal in their house, thanks to our show.
It's wild
doing
times.
The dishes.
It's wild times.
Whoosh.
You know I can't run in these heels.
We're asking the fact that Harvard did a survey revealing that 62% of the country is into kinky stuff, and an email from a listener who said that our show has made them try all sorts of kinky things. We wondered what has our show made you try. 1-855-954-6969. The next one says that my wife and I have gotten more into cuckolding and chastity. Cuckolding was big on the show for quite a while. Like, we had like a cuckold year.
Oh, it's big. No,
we still talk about it, but it really peaked on our show. Like,
yeah.
A spike in it, right?
Yeah, there's a spike in it in the porn world, too. Like, it's... Mm-hmm.
She says,
wild.
Or he says, she'll put me in chastity for a week or two, teasing me like crazy the entire time.
That's too long.
Then she'll go bang a guy, come home, and I'll spend hours reclaiming her, banging her multiple times.
Right, like if
reclaiming,
you don't,
I've never heard that term.
Well, if he doesn't do a good enough job, she'll leave.
You have to be careful with that.
That's a lot of pressure.
Well, I definitely am not going to reclaim
anybody. I just can't stop picturing Chuck in high heels doing the dishes.
No, stop it. Get it out.
It's pretty sexy, isn't it?
I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous.
Somebody, you do that breath when the panties come down where you're like,
yeah, and then it becomes that scene from Girls.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. No. This guy says, I'm a 37-year-old man. Because of your show, I've developed a huge latex fetish. Actually, as we speak, I'm wearing a pair of latex boxers.
Oh, see, I don't know. I know myself. Like, I would never put latex on myself.
No.
But, like, girls in latex, that can be a hot look.
Yeah, it can.
You know?
I just don't have the body for latex. I know.
Yeah, and the other thing is just, like, how do you even... I guess I'm not. I'm
Wouldn't
so.
You sweat to death.
Yeah,
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would. But also, like, where do you get the stuff? Where do you?
God, Chuck, it's the internet.
Online.
Latex.
Well, I'm sure it's at like all the different stores. Like when James goes to do like
there
to the to the dildo store.
2 second search brings me up all sorts.
Yeah,
of
but
different...
they do. They have them in my size.
Yeah, no.
Walmart sells them for God's sakes.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they do not look breathable, huh?
Yeah, I'm talking about the cool stuff, though. Like, this is just, like, James
these ones just go up to extra large.
Yeah, I feel like if you were to fart in that, it would just, like, turn into a big,
they're
like,
half
air
price.
Bubble.
Yeah. If you want latex boxer briefs, go to Walmart.com.
If you fart in that, you burn yourself.
Yeah.
I like the one that comes with the peanut. Oh, wait, there's something in the back, too, though.
You got that right.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, there's a million of these out there. They're everywhere.
No, I was talking about like the full outfits. Like this is so
like latex bodysuit.
Yeah.
Well, when they sell it at Walmart, it's very mainstream.
I mean, I am like none of this like even. That. I mean, I am thinking much worse than you.
Yeah, you're thinking future.
Like
there
this,
you go.
Like
one
right,
all the way to the
go.
Right.
There you go.
The beer boys. But like not a dude.
Jeez.
Well, that's what I thought you were looking for yourself.
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to buy a new outfit.
Did that
no,
one come
I just think
with
I just think girls can look good in like the
well,
full...
Well, of course they can. Look at these. Are you kidding me? Look at that look. That's it. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
God, that's cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's way better on the women than the men.
It totally. It's so much better. That's
look
great.
At that ass, you know,
whatever those
shirt.
Are.
I think both genders can look good in
I
it.
Like this
I agree.
I like the unzip to the navel.
That ass model is like maybe the best ass I've ever seen.
That's this one here.
That one right there.
Yeah, one
I also
right
like
there.
This one here when she flips around.
Yeah,
you like the titties.
Anyways, other people texting us because of your show. We tried to paint the taint. I tried it on my husband, who's extremely vanilla. He loves it. It's been a start to get him to try new things. See, that's it. You try one thing you hear on the show, and then it opens up.
Just so people know, though,
Sex Avenue.
You go ahead and open it. But guess what? Once you open it,
can't close it.
No.
Yeah.
It is like a bomb going off. It is ripples across an ocean.
It's like when a butterfly flaps its wings and then the effect is felt across
exactly.
the planet.
Yeah, exactly. That little tiny push of wind.
Yes, has affected climates in other regions.
Mm-hmm. Other people have got into pee stuff because
nice.
Of us.
Nice, very cool.
Because pee stuff, well, just that got big recently
it's
again,
steady.
Too. It's kind of ebbs and flows, but... it definitely has come back around.
It's not a classic.
It's kind of a classic.
Kind of a classic.
It's, there. It's kind of a classic.
But I think it has resurgence. Like it's, you know.
Yeah, ups and downs.
Well, see, you know, the thing. Okay, the truth is that it was a classic, but then there was like the like fountain style.
Yeah.
Where like people were convinced it was not.
Well, what's happening is like the same thing that happened in music, right? Like, so now like, you know, Soundgarden can be considered classic rock.
Yeah.
So it's aging.
That's right. It's just classic now.
What's wrong, Dave?
Well, I don't know. Your show got me to regularly smear my husband's stuff on my face.
Because we watched that girl.
Facial?
Remember the girl?
She said, I do recommend it. It is great for the skin.
Oh, so that's what she is. She's fixing her skin with a thing that we talked about.
Be weird if somebody asked you, like, what do you do to your skin?
What's your secret? You look so glowing.
Great.
Same.
Same. Do you want the softest of skin?
Since like this one from Fort Myers. Since listening to your show, I've wanted to leave Florida even more.
Oh my God!
Sorry about that. Yeah. We're just reporting the truth.
Yep.
My girlfriend, because of your show, drips hot candle wax on my chest now. Well, whatever you're into, that's pretty mild. This one on my mind. Well, I'm just saying, of all the stuff we just talked about, hot candle wax is nothing. On my mind for a while, but because of your show, we watched orgy and threesome porn, and then went to an orgy. Best choice we made. We now go to an orgy once a month.
I like that there's like training tapes you can watch. You're like, yeah. All right, honey. Popcorn's ready. Let's sit down. All right, look at this. So this is how we go in there.
All right.
I booked a session with a pro dominatrix because of you guys. Not sure I liked it, but I don't regret the experience. You never know until you try, I guess.
I guarantee I would hate it. I guarantee I would hate it.
I would not like.
I don't like pain.
I don't like pain at all. Pain doesn't equal pleasure to me. There are some people where it does. It's not for me. Yeah, I'm not into it. Someone said my wife, because of your show, came out about her age play and diaper fetish. Ooh, age play.
So like she wants someone to be either like a baby,
or
super like, old.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
Screw is a loser. I like that song.
Screw is a loser.
Na 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 na. Screw is a loser.
Scary times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's one of the worst things I could find out you're into, to be totally honest.
Oh, my God.
That's
diaper
one of the
stuff.
Worst things I
could
find out.
I would not want
out.
Amber to be
like,
into
diaper
stuff.
Like, you want to be
stuff.
In latex head to toe, I can deal with it. Like, you want me to, like, throw hot oil all over you.
You're fine. You can do that.
There's so much I could deal with, but...
You want me to change your diaper?
Oh, man. What a bummer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Florida man's order was up after deputies discovered a bag of meth inside his hot, fresh potato wedges.
No.
48-year-old James Simpson was arrested after police conducted a traffic stop. This guy's mugshot is something else. Police say that he was wanted on an active drug warrant for alleged possession of drug paraphernalia in Polk County. A deputy searching his vehicle found 6 grams of meth inside a container mixed in with some hot, fresh potato wedges.
So he starts to get pulled over and he just shoves the meth in with the fries, right?
Yeah. He was arrested. He faces an additional charge of possession of a controlled substance. There is his mugshot and his fresh potato wedges.
Wow. Ruined potato wedges.
Yeah.
Jeez. He looks like somebody that just used to follow Black Sabbath around.
Probably still does.
Yep.
I'd say.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, Red Sabbath, the tribute band.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's a roadie for Red Sabbath.
I follow a lot of Izzy Isborn.
Yep.
That's definitely what he's only 48, too.
Oh, no.
He's
not.
48
years old.
No, he's not.
I try every time.
He looks like Sam Elliott, but like I'm on meth.
I know. He's 48.
Yeah. Meth.
48, man.
Crazy business.
I'm a sucker for a steak fry and methamphetamine.
Yep. Well, sir, here at Meth and Fry, that's exactly what you get.
Oh, sure. An Amish man from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, facing charges because he stole a neighbor's car and then went on an unsuccessful drive. Because I'm assuming he's never driven an actual automobile
has
before,
no
right?
idea what to do.
Only
has
horse
no
and
idea.
Buggy.
Yeah.
No one's ever taught him. What a weird thing that is to get into some vehicle that you have no concept of.
Right.
how to operate.
It's like getting in a helicopter and just trying
it
out.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. The engine went on.
So something's happening.
Okay. All right.
I mean, who knows? But if he's true Amish, it's horse and buggy, right?
Yeah.
Slamming pedals and brakes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. It's not like the movies.
21-year-old Amish man, Jacob Beiler. So he's probably like reaching that age where he's like, there's got to be more to
That's it. He was trying to escape. Yeah.
He stole a neighbor's car. Police were on patrol. They observed the airbags deploy inside a dark gray Nissan Rogue in a restaurant parking lot. The officers also noted the vehicle's hood was dislodged. The back passenger side fender was scratched and bent. There was visible grass and mud on the vehicle. So he was driving like a maniac. He had no idea how to drive a car.
Nope.
They ran the registration, were given the owner's names. They went into the restaurant. They were told by the bartender there was an Amish man who may have driven that vehicle there. They made contact with the guy identified as Jacob Beiler. He told officers he couldn't lie. He took the car.
Hmm.
He went on to say that he knew his rights. He continued to tell the officers that he went to his neighbor's house with the intention of getting a ride into town, but when he noticed the keys in the vehicle, he decided just to take it. He did lose control of the vehicle several times, they say, and he admits that he hit an embankment at least once.
Oh, yeah.
What a thrilling experience.
Yeah, it was great. I hopped right in a robot and just took off.
Woo!
One side of a speed train. Just started hitting buttons. I was cooking. I was cooking about 528 kilometers per hour. That's what it said on the thing. I don't even know how fast a kilometer is.
But then all along, you's just bumping into things. I mean, it would be great for a couple seconds.
Yeah, he's like, ooh.
Taking wrong turns.
I didn't do what I thought I was going to do.
Everything's a dirt road. I mean, it's
a life
terrifying.
Of a, you know, horse and buggy, and then you go to
an automobile. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
What a feeling.
Well, and then you're like, why are we in horse and buggies? Like, you come back and you're like telling everybody, guys, the horse and buggies for the birds.
Each one of these things has hundreds of horses in it.
Yeah, that's what they mean by 500 horsepower.
It's crazy. Hundreds of horses. Do you imagine?
He was arraigned. He faces the following charges: theft by unlawful taking, receiving stolen property, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. He's currently free on $40,000 bail. Wow, that's high.
Or he could have been scared to death. Could have been either way.
Concept of how to stop it. He somehow put cruise control on, and it's set to 80, and he's just hanging on for dear life.
Plowing through signs, birds.
Just got his feet planted flat on the ground underneath his seat. No idea.
He's like, I'm gonna wonder what this lever does. It's the emergency brake. That scream.
And I'll tell you
that Amish scream.
And there are some dirt roads that I have to go down with my big 4x4 Jeep. And you'll start bouncing around and it'll start going sideways on you, and that thing's designed for it. Yeah. You know.
Oh boy.
Oh, still driving.
Oh, jeez. It was an Amish man in a truck there. He couldn't drive. What the hell was that? Oh, this is a disaster. He's still going. Somebody better stop him.
It was a wild time or a bad
like
time.
After that?
Oh, my God.
I've seen some things.
Oh. Yeah, well, that explains.
Either way, his life's changed.
Yeah, it's way different.
Oh, yeah. The vehicle's hood dislodged, the back passenger side fender bent and scratched, visible grass and mud all over the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went through some stuff.
It was a crazy ride.
Yeah.
This is airbags deployed.
Well, imagine just you're holding a steering wheel and the airbag shoot. You have no concept of what an airbag is. All of a sudden, you can't see. It's punched you in the face.
Oh,
yeah, you'd probably be terrified.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's different than a buggy.
Yeah, it sure is.
Different.
Yeah, it is.
And how did his Amish community come up with $40,000 to...
Oh, they've got all the money in the world, man. They sell all that furniture.
They
don't buy anything.
Yeah, I guess you're right. They probably have just a crap.
They have tons of cash.
Yeah.
Well,
they make billions each year. Mm-hmm. In Annabelle.
Bill, he'd be doing some barn raising for a while to pay back that debt.
Well, yeah.
Why do women have to pack so much when they go on a trip? I have this fight with my wife all the time. She pushes it to the limit.
Yeah.
Every single time. Like right to the 50
I'm
pound.
I'm not a big packer.
Oh, Amber is.
I don't like to take everything with me. I'll be able to move. Mm. Be on the move.
Too.
50-year-old woman in England named Leslie Bradbury was recently heading out on a trip with her boyfriend. He was complaining that she was packing way too much stuff. So she shut him up by stabbing him.
Oh.
Got him, huh?
Yep.
Apparently, this woman has some problems, though. She has issues with hoarding. And she gets really protective of her possessions.
Yes.
And when he started bringing stuff back in from the car, she flew into a rage and stabbed him once in the left bicep.
Oh. Just a warning stab.
Just a warning.
Mm-hmm.
When the cops got there, she told them he deserved it for what he did. So they arrested her for intent to cause bodily harm. This happened back in December. They were prepping for a New Year's Eve trip, but she just had her day in court. She got probation. I guess the boyfriend is standing by her now.
Oh, dumb.
He said he's hoping to hit the reset button and start fresh with her.
As a hoarder, I can't imagine how much he would take with you on a trip.
Right.
It's a lot different probably than just an average.
Look at her, too.
I'm surprised a hoarder ever wants to go anywhere because they're so in their own...
Take everything with you.
They're so in their own space, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd want more possessions.
Yeah, and just... They don't want to abandon it for any time.
Speaking of traveling, I did get my travel blow dryer yesterday.
You did?
Oh, there you go.
After we talked
after
about
reports of ball drying and butt drying with it.
Yeah. No more of that. So one extra thing I have to pack.
Yeah, there you go. You got
in Vegas, I'll need to borrow that.
No.
You're not getting it, Chuck.
You can borrow mine.
Oh, okay.
We're off to Coronado, California for this next story where there was a bad day at the beach for some folks. About 15 people were stung by stingrays there. Here's the story on that now from 10 News San Diego.
And all of the people I spoke to say they felt something smooth or gooey before they were stung. Many of them from out of town told me they had no idea about the shuffle to avoid getting hurt.
With the sun.
Just say when.
That's it. Come the stingrays.
It feels like fire. Like my foot is on fire and it hurts so bad.
Alexis and Duho, visiting from the Inland Empire, was one of the many stung along Coronado's shore.
One of the cars came to me and it was all filled up. There was about 3 or 4 people inside already.
Lifeguards setting up hot water buckets for everyone, driving them to their tower every few minutes. Many from out of town not aware of how to avoid those creatures that rest on the ocean floor.
I didn't know anything about a stingray shuffle. I definitely would have used the stingray shuffle.
Lifeguards say 10 to 15 people were stung in a matter of hours, despite trying to tell visitors about the risk before getting in.
A little bit unusual, yeah. This was a pretty good spike that we got.
You are amazing.
Also flying a purple flag that means stingrays or jellyfish could be in the water.
Avoid walking on the bottom if they can, just swim, and if they have to walk on the bottom, to shuffle their feet.
To relieve the pain, hot water, as hot as you can take it without burning yourself. A pain these visitors won't soon forget.
It's definitely some of the worst pain I've felt.
And lifeguards say the water temperature was in the mid-60s, which is about the temperature where jellyfish and stingray would be present in the water. Again, to avoid getting stung, shuffle your feet as you enter the water.
Stingrays are like, get your nasty feet out of
Stingray,
hey! Space.
Hey! I called a goddamn stingray.
Who's telling these idiots to shuffle?
They
they can shuffle how they want. I'm going to stick them with my little Barbie stick.
Oh, they're going to get it good. They're going to get it good in their foot.
Here we go.
It's like your living space is invaded.
Right. I was chilling, just doing stingray stuff. And then some animal.
Huge. Honestly, just disgustingly huge white feet and calves.
They didn't
just
have fins.
Came down from the top of the surface. I stung it like six times. I did.
I got her good. Got her real good.
Real big woman.
It's even on visitflorida.com. They tell you the stingray shuffle.
They put the goddamn purple flag up. I just...
Well, have you ever seen the purple flag before? I never have.
No, I don't know.
Beaches. No.
But I am worried about that when I go in the water.
You should worry about all those things.
Yeah, there's things in there.
So when you shuffle, the stingrays feel the vibrations from your feet and then flee.
Unless there's one of them's got a real rebel side to him.
Yeah, like the one who got Steve Irwin.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take stingrays over bull sharks. An Australian beach was shut down after a school of 60 bull sharks decided to stake their claim in the waters there.
You could shuffle all you want with a bull shark.
They're pissed.
The warning was issued. An evacuation of the water was ordered. Of course, though, there were surfers, and dozens of them stayed in the water despite the pleas from emergency services. There's just a pic from the air of some of them. Look at how many are in that one shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, for the record, when it comes to attacks, the bull shark ranks second only to the great white in numbers.
Mm. Well, they're just full of rage. They've got all that testosterone.
Yeah, they're just chock full of testosterone. They're like just testosterone with teeth and fins.
Yeah.
That's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, they just fight and have sex.
They just
bite.
Fight, have sex, and bite. What a life.
That's it. Crazy. I'm a bull shark.
Life of a bull shark.
That's like the worst frat guy you've ever met.
In Toledo, residents of the area Old West End are pissed off because city crews mistakenly paved over a portion of a historic brick road.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
that sucks.
Oh.
You cannot chisel that out.
Nope.
The intersection of Parkwood and Floyd was starting to be covered in asphalt before someone ran out, started screaming. They were.
Stop! Oh my God, stop!
Yeah, what seemed to be the problem there, fella?
Those are special bricks!
What do you mean, special?
They're the oldest bricks in Toledo, for God's sakes! Stop what you're doing, Heaven.
There's no such thing as special Toledo bricks, I'll tell you that much right now.
Oh my God, those are cobblestones from the beginning of this town.
Bricks are just bricks, lady.
I am a man. Number one,
he's a man.
First things first.
All right,
I'm a man.
We almost asphalted right over you.
Bricks, we need get. Please stop, construction man.
You're telling me that these are historical bricks?
Historic bricks.
Oh my!
From the beginning, the dawn of Toledo.
Hey, shut her down, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
I think we just might have asphalted all over history. This man is freaking out about it.
I've never been more upset.
You really?
I have never been more
upset.
You
ran from a long way, too. I saw you running, booking
exhausted.
It up here.
And it's hard to run in these shoes.
Yeah, those are crazy little shoes you got on there.
That's right.
But I heard the clippity-clop of them coming
of
down here.
Of course you did, because I was running on cobblestone. But now there's a giant sheet of
asphalt
on it.
Yeah, that's our bad.
The brick intersection, which had historic brick, was accidentally paved over, they confirm, but the asphalt, they say, will be removed, and the liquid substance on top will also be removed. They will restore it back to the historic brick.
At least they can.
Yes.
Yeah, because they paved over one whole strip, and they started work
spraying the next.
On the rest.
What I'm shocked is that normally when you see them do this, they tear up. Mm-hmm. A certain amount of it, and then put it down. But in Toledo, they just
forget it.
Just forget it. We'll just.
I love the quote from the resident: "We are mad as hell.
We are mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. It's historic bricks. God damn it! You and your steamrollers.
Look at that neighborhood. It's nice.
Yeah, it's
tell.
Super nice.
Yep.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, what seemed to? What are you? What,
Trevor! Trevor!
Yes?
Listen, they're painting over the bricks!
Are you serious?
I am dead serious! I got, hold on, I gotta put on my slides!
You get down there, you stop them! Dan?
Stop! Stop what you're doing!
Tell him to stop!
Stop what you're doing! Oh my heavens, stop please, my God, you animal!
Oh Jesus, they don't know it's historic!
It's historic, you crazy animals!
Oh my God,
you guys are strong!
Jeez, look at them. They are just working up a storm.
It's hot outside.
There, a lot of them are shirtless there. History,
wait a second, hold on.
Let them just do it for a little bit more before we stop them.
We've already done some damage. We should probably just let them finish this up real quick.
They can finish me up if they want.
Jesus, that's a jackhammer if I've ever seen it.
Look at that thing. Look at the grip.
Hi, boys. Little history you're plowing over there, but...
Someone. This guy says they were the first bricks in Toledo.
Very first.
Oh, my God. Put your shirt on, Tim. We got to wrap this up.
No, Tim. keep your shirt off.
Make him keep his shirt off.
I will, Trevor. Don't worry. Stay in the bushes there.
I will. That's where I am.
Someone said, I can't understand how this could possibly happen when the curbs were marked where to stop and start. So the members of the community even went as far as to put markers down.
Exactly. You know I put those flags up, Trevor.
You did.
They didn't listen.
Jesus.
They ignored. It said start and stop.
They ignored your flags.
They did.
Thanks, sick bitches. They said simply, it was a mistake, but we will repair.
At least they're going to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just never going to be the same.
No, you know they won't be the same.
Bricks are just look too new. Like, thanks, you destroyed the patina that was on there.
Yep, that's right. That was history. That was history just destroyed. I mean, it looks like it's in pretty rough shape.
Obviously, you can see they've filled in like a bunch of spots way before.
That are broken.
So.
Stop! I love them running. I love them running from far away.
Flip, flop, flip, flop, flip, flop. Those are my wooden shoes. That's all I had near me.
Stop!
The Toledo brick guys. There they are.
Mm.
But again, they hopefully will restore it to as much normal as they can, I guess. Okay, so what do you think is the most popular vegetable in America?
Potatoes.
It's so popular, nothing else even comes close.
What is corn?
Potatoes.
Corn came in second. It won 7 states.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Potatoes.
It's
not. Is it considered a vegetable or is it a starch?
Wait a minute. This is America we're talking about. No, is it breading?
Potato is a vegetable.
Breading.
It's not breading.
Is it fried?
Greeks. No. 38 out of the 50 states voted this as their favorite vegetable.
Green beans.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Broccoli,
broccoli by far, broccoli. America's favorite vegetable.
I like
corn.
It's my favorite.
Corn second, carrots third.
Carrots.
Suck it.
I like a raw carrot. I don't like a cooked carrot. I find weird. I think they're weird.
I agree.
I like any carrot.
I agree.
Thanks.
Alaska picked cooked. Asparagus. Montana picked cauliflower. Arkansas picked potatoes. Idaho didn't even pick potatoes. They went with broccoli.
They're sick of potatoes.
I guess they are.
I grow broccoli in the garden that I have, and it's the best. It's one of the best things.
Broccoli. I like it.
Right,
I just go
and cut it right there. Butter. It's the best.
I don't love it, but I like it.
I like
it. You like cauliflower?
It's okay.
I do.
Yeah, I don't.
I like cauliflower.
I don't love it.
I like anything. You put enough butter out there.
Well, that's why you guys are bad mouthing carrots. I was like, you never put a little bit of brown sugar on there?
No, see, I don't like stuff. I don't like sweet potatoes and things like that with the brown sugary.
Mm-hmm.
Remember a few years back when Mystery Oreos came out and everyone immediately figured out two things. One, the flavor was Fruity Pebbles, and two, it's a gross flavor in between two chocolate cookies. Well, Oreo's doing it again. They just announced they're going to do another round of Mystery Oreo sometime this summer. Everyone's hoping they'll pick a better mystery flavor, though. This was a rumor. Now they've confirmed it.
What I'd love for them to do is a mystery one that's just terrible.
Yeah.
But why?
But because people will try and figure it out.
Yeah.
Like booger?
Like something terrible.
And they're like eating them and like, I don't know. I can't tell what it is.
Squash.
They keep eating them.
Squash and eggs.
Oh my God.
Liver and onions.
Yeah.
You know, like something awful. I mean, they never would, but no, man, what a twist that would be.
There are a lot of tiny particles of plastic in the food we eat and the water we drink, and those tiny particles really add up because according to a new study, we ingest so much plastic, it's the equivalent of us eating an entire credit card every week.
Hmm.
Very cool.
Now, the main plastic that goes into our bodies, water, shellfish, beer, and salt, that's the main sources that deliver it to us.
Really?
So is that safe? Well, maybe.
Doesn't sound safe.
No, we can't tell.
Doesn't seem like it's making us sick, but it can't be great.
So we poop most of it out, though, obviously.
I would assume.
Yeah.
The study's authors, though, say it should ring the alarm for governments to crack down, which they won't.
No, mm-hmm. No.
So why about just keep eating credit cards?
Yeah.
All right, a white trash alert is coming up right now on Dave and Chuck the Freak. What was a woman in South Carolina busted for driving drunk? Let's get to that.
White trash alert.
This is a pretty embarrassing way to get a criminal record. There is a 25-year-old woman named Megan Hallman from Walhalla, South Carolina. Well, she was arrested when the cops caught her driving drunk. But get this. She was driving a kid's motorized Power Wheels toy truck. Because that's all she could afford.
Oh, man.
This is my cherry ride. I'll get everywhere.
Lightning McQueen here.
She did not get a DUI, but she was charged with public intoxication.
Oh, they gave her a break then.
Yeah. I guess they did.
They caught her a break.
Her mugshot, she kind of has an expression that says, I can't believe I just got arrested over this, but there she is. Megan Hallman, 25-year-old from South Carolina.
I feel like the cops went light on her because they thought she was not bad.
Yeah. This one's hot, boys.
You ain't bad.
Yeah, let's give her a break.
We got a hot chicken and Power Wheels. Hot chicken and Power Wheels.
Six cops pull her over.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. We got a hot chicken.
Back off. Back off, man.
I got it. I am the sergeant here.
That is probably hot for Walhalla, South Carolina.
I would assume.
Right?
Yeah.
Beautiful girl. I've never seen anything like it.
Ooh, stunning like an angel.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.